You're listening to a podcast from cliftondiocese.com, the Catholic Church in the West of England, winner of 14 media awards in the past 4 years.
The next element that we're looking at is that of air. And it's an extraordinary painting because the way in which air is suggested, of course, you can't really paint air as such. But what he's painted is a huge variety of birds, all birds that are being prepared in the marketplace. They're being used for cooking. They're being used. They're being sold. They're being gathered together. Air, the birds, the cheeses. There's also some hares. There's some eggs. And with a magnificent sense of color and strangely and paradoxically, the solidity of what surrounds them. So they're in cages, they're in baskets, there's a brass ewer and all this. So you have this tremendous sense of vitality, and even in the faces of the people that are selling these things.
And you're being drawn in again, I think, you know, by the gaze. These people are interested in you as probably a potential buyer.
Yeah.
But they're interested in you and what you bring to the picture. But there in the background, in this wonderful sort of Low Countries sort of scene, you see what could only be, if it was explained to you, the prodigal son. Here he is at his lowest point. It's obvious that he's surrounded by, you know, his women companions. He's obviously worse for wear, drunk. In that life of debauchery, he spent everything he's had. And he's just before that time where he goes to the pigs and he comes to his senses. And I think what Bacalea has managed to do is capture that gospel parable from St. Luke in the reality of the existence of a marketplace. Again, I think bringing the reality of our lives into the story of the gospel and the gospel into the ordinariness of our existence too.
I suppose that's true, Christopher, in the sense is that in a way we're all engaged in this commerce of life, and in a sense I suppose we're all prodigal in some way or other. But what also captures me is not just the figure of the prodigal son, who's really sort of center though backstage in this, it's this the face of this woman who's looking out, and she's looking out with a strange knowingness and a strange defiance, saying, well, what are you doing? Are you coming or are you not coming? And I find that very sort of engaging.
Let Us Pod from cliftondiocese.com, reflecting the life of the Catholic Church in the West of England, winner of 14 media awards in the past 4 years. cliftondiocese.com, updated every day with your stories and your views. Make sure you're part of it. Email letuspod@cliftondiocese.com.